Red-hot lava is a sight to see, but if you listen closely, you can also hear it. The crackle and pop sound like a fried egg sizzling in a pan. Tina Neal stands on top of a portion that cooled just 4 days ago.
The lava flow is still quite hot. I can feel the heat radiating behind me, and in fact, just about 10 or 15 meters to that direction, I still see glow in the cracks.
Neal moved to Hawaii from Alaska a couple years ago and was excited to see her first ocean entry lava flow since she became the scientist in charge at Hawaiian Volcanoes Observatory.
I remember in 1986 when lava first hit the ocean, and what a magical experience that was to just watch that phenomenon of seeing molten rock, 2,000 degree rock, hitting the cold ocean. So to be back here and see this again is very meaningful personally, just as a human being, seeing that magical interaction of powers in nature was really, really remarkable.
Further out, Neal leads a group of us to the edge of the sea cliffs. That's where we see crashing waves lick the front edge of the active flow.
Streams of molten lava pouring right into the ocean. At night, it would be a very dramatic sight as well. You'd see not only the incandescent streams, but the glow reflected off of those clouds of the tremendous orangey-red color.
That site is attracting as many as 3,000 visitors to the edge of the eruption on a busy night. Jessica Farrakane is the public affairs specialist for Hawaii Volcanoes National Park.
You know, active lavas are really one of those bucket list type of things. People want to see active lava flows, and with the National Park, part of our mission is to provide safe access to active volcanism, and with this current eruption, we're able to do that.
New lava can be unpredictable, and park rangers and county officials are urging visitors to use caution. HVO spokeswoman Janet Babb says the newly formed land, called lava deltas, are not as sturdy as they appear.
Lava deltas are deceptively stable looking. You see this lava out there and it seems like, gosh, that's the place I need to be to see lava up close and personal. But that veneer of lava that you see on the lava delta is hiding a foundation of rubble.
Babb says the lava deltas can collapse without warning. It's already happened at least once since this recent flow began. The trek about 4 miles out can be entered from the Kalapana site or through the national park. Boat tours and helicopters also offer views for those who don't want to make the trip by foot. A rental bike station at the Kalapana entrance has also been a popular option. That's how David and Carissa Yonan got there. The KAL residents live about 20 minutes away, but before today had never seen lava entering the ocean. They biked out in the early morning to catch the sun rising over the cliffs.
It's just quite an experience, because we were just saying there's no place in the world you could see that. This is the only place. It's land forming before your eyes, and this is Madame Pele's country, so respect.
Since the eruption began in 1983, lava at Pu'u'o'o has added about 500 acres of new land to the Big Island. Molly Solomon for HPR News.